Undercover Carson, Secret Agent. Operation Death Ray, an assignment in Rio.
Many times during our search for this grim weapon of war, I doubted whether it could be as lethal as we imagined. But now, as I tell what brought me to this remote and evil place, and perhaps to the last hours of my life, I have no doubts. There, across the valley, the jungle is ash, the earth scorched. It's been a long hunt, full of mystery and deception. It seemed that Sir Giles and I were doomed to be surrounded with people we couldn't trust. Hetty FitzHenry, the American bird painter, the blonde Helena Jensen, and the now missing Faye Corelli, the French-Italian dancer. But one of my greatest shocks was Sally Bruin, daughter of the late Jacob Bruin, scientist number 3 on our list. Sir Giles's servant, Angelo, had been out seeking something on Faye. He'd seen Sally with a man who was high on our list of suspects, an old school chum of mine.
Well, Carson, does the young lady by any chance know Mr. Roger Deauville?
I'm quite certain not, Sir Giles.
Then this is bad. Very bad.
Oh, incredible, sir. Really, I can't believe it.
There can be no doubt, Senor.
No, not doubting, old chap. Just finding it hard to accept. Mm. But where was this you saw them?
Close to your hotel, Senor. I imagine that they had only recently departed from there.
But she told me she was a complete stranger to these parts. Knew no one.
Obviously, Carson, we very conveniently fallen for her wiles.
Wiles, sir?
This innocent air, this helplessness.
Well, not rushing to her defense exactly, Sir Giles, but after all, her father was murdered by those savages near the ancient ruins.
True.
And she was greatly distressed.
Ever heard of crocodile tears, old fellow?
Oh, steady on, sir. I won't have that.
I hate to shatter any illusion, my boy. However,
now, look, sir. There's something fishy about all this.
Fishy? I should say sinister.
No, I still won't have it.
Then what was the young lady doing in Mr. Deauville's suave company?
Well, best we find out.
Now, let's not be too hasty.
Afraid I'm not going to have any peace until I find out the truth.
My dear Carson, this is as much a blow to me as you.
It doesn't sound much like it, if you'll pardon me saying it.
No, I dare say you've greater cause for dismay, especially as you've been so gallantly playing the big brother role.
Well, I wasn't exactly feeling the big brother, the more I saw of her.
It's most obvious, old fellow, from the way you're carrying on.
I dare say I did tend to lose my head, sir. Sorry.
Forget it, my boy. But if this young woman's to join the ranks of our rivals, enemies, or whatever we are going to call them, then we are fortunate in being warned. Now, Angelo, you obviously traced them somewhere.
Indeed, Excellency. To the cafe which bears the name of Lilac.
Lilac?
Si, senor.
Oh, yes, yes, I know the place. Quite fashionable.
Yes, it is indeed, Carson. And that's very curious.
How so?
Why is Deauville escorting the young lady so openly? I mean, to such a well-known place.
The blight is apparently brazen enough to do anything.
It is curious, though.
Yes. Well, as I said, I'm going to get an answer.
Go ahead, then. But don't let other considerations cloud the main issue.
I'm afraid I don't follow, sir.
The main thing is to discover whether the young lady is working against us, and in what capacity.
So?
Then if you'll forgive me saying this, Carson, I note a certain resentment in your manner.
Certainly is.
Exactly. But if you feel a young lady's betrayed you, or, to borrow one of your expressions, allowed friend Deauville to get under your neck, then do go carefully.
Yes, I get what you mean, sir. Right, then we'll go carefully, I promise you.
And in the meantime, we forget about Mademoiselle Corelli.
Not on your life. Now, Shadow, old chap, you've nothing at all on her whereabouts?
Nothing so far, senor.
Oh, then some hope.
Oh, indeed. I have yet to establish the contact with a number of relatives who may possibly assist. I returned only to inform you of the English senorita and Senor Deauville.
Yeah, right. Well, you keep busy on the whereabouts affair. I'll attend to Sally and Deauville. A taxi dropped me a block away from the cafe called the Lilac. I was still angry and stunned. Only that morning I'd taken Sally on a sightseeing tour. Those chestnut curls had been dancing as she turned her head right and left to fill those big eyes with this new and lively scene. She was there with Deauville, all right. I recalled my promises to Sir Giles. I waited until they came out, then followed. Deauville escorted her to our hotel, then went off. I waited. Then, inside and up to the apartment I'd arranged there for her.
Oh, Bruce.
Mind if I come in?
Mind? Why on earth should I? Come on.
Thanks. You mind if I smoke?
Of course not.
Good.
Besides, I love the smell of a pipe.
You do, huh?
Mm-hmm. And especially one of those lovely pipes you carry around with you. Really, you are such a different person.
Thanks.
Bruce, you seem rather strange.
How so?
Well, blunt, even angry.
Perhaps I am.
Oh, I know what it is.
You do?
Yes. That man who's offered me the job, Commander Grant, he rang while I was out.
I'm afraid I know nothing about Grant. However, you were out?
Yes.
Sightseeing?
In a way.
Now, look, Sally, I don't want to be even more deeply disillusioned by hearing you tell a pack of liars, but just what were you up to?
Oh, I think you know something.
I don't know enough. That's the trouble.
But you know who I was with.
So?
Roger Deauville. At a place called the Lilac.
Odd.
Oh, but I can explain.
Well, I'm all ears, my dear.
Well, you see, I was down in the foyer when he came in. Apparently, he was looking for you.
For me?
Yes. You went to school with him, didn't you?
So, but... go on.
Well, they told him you were out.
True.
But they suggested that perhaps I might know something. So Roger came over to me and... well, that's all it was.
But you went to the Lilac.
Oh, he suggested that. You said you were busy with your company affairs this afternoon, and besides, I don't want to be a burden on you, so that's how I went out.
And you rather liked Deauville?
Oh, he's very charming. Oh, you're angry with me, Bruce.
No. Just that I couldn't understand, that's all.
Oh, I suppose I should have told you the moment you came in here.
So, wondering why you had to have it dragged out.
Well, that was Roger's idea.
How so?
Well, he thought it would be a joke. He said that... well...
Said what?
It's silly, really.
Deauville never had that reputation. Come on.
He said he wanted to pull your leg about me.
Oh.
He said he wanted to make you jealous. I told him it was crazy, but... well, he is rather persuasive, so... I promise not to say anything.
Now, like a cad, I've forced you to break it.
Yes. But under the circumstances, I'm sure he'll understand.
You're seeing him again, eh?
He asked if he could ring, and... well, I said yes. After all, he's an old friend of yours.
Of course.
Bruce, I haven't done anything wrong, have I?
No, not at all, my dear, but I feel responsible for you. I just want to know what's going on. Well, perhaps I should give Commander Grant a tingle now and make some arrangements.
I'm looking forward to starting with him, and though, in a way, I'm not.
Yeah? How so?
The work will be very interesting.
Oh, should be. Grant's got a big name as an explorer and writer. He wants you to help with research and so on for his forthcoming book.
It's the so on that has me worried.
Ah, my dear, forget about it. Doesn't matter if your typing's not up to scratch. There'll be no difficulties, assure you.
I certainly hope so.
Ah, you'll be a shattering success. Now, do you mind if I use this phone of yours?
Help yourself, any time.
Thanks. Well, you might be able to meet him right away. Let's hope so, anyway. Grant was his usual obliging self, so I took Sally around there at once. Seemed rather hasty, especially when I'd more or less decided to let Sally settle down first in Rio. But I didn't want any trouble for my old school chum. I kept thinking back to some of his smart and crafty ways and everything. I tried to persuade myself why I was looking him up. Though inside, I must admit I was rankling.
I'm heartbroken, Bruce.
Yeah? How so?
Breaking up my little intrigue.
Yeah.
I thought I'd get even with you.
Even with me?
For all the times you've come along and left me glamour boy number two.
Not too much glamour about me, I'm afraid.
Young Sally seems to think there is. But, how you pick 'em.
Oh, big brotherly act this, old chap.
I'll be frank, Carson. I'd like to be more than a big brother. Anyway, how'd you pick her up on that northern jaunt of yours?
Oh, you didn't find out?
No, I didn't.
You're slipping.
I say, Bruce, I think I've stepped on a corn.
Oh, perish the thought.
I do.
Nonsense, nonsense.
And I'll tell you why I didn't press the questions. Sally seemed most reluctant to discuss that aspect of things.
No doubt. We came down in the region of an old temple. Ancient ruins, you know. Found her there with her father.
Ye gods, away out in the back of beyond.
So?
I say, Carson, you're an amazing bird. I thought you were out on some sort of cattle survey for your company.
Yes, I was too. But fortunately, I happened to be able to rescue Sally. If you noticed that she grew sad now and then, it was because her father was killed out there by savages.
But a fresh young English girl, why in a place like that? Well, I just can't work it out.
Father was a European. Bit of a recluse, really. Hadn't seen Sally since her baby days. He traced her, found her more or less alone in the world. So, she came out here.
And she's still more or less alone?
So.
That is, apart from Big Brother Carson. Look here, I suppose you're going to tell me to lay off.
No, not at all. Go ahead, by all means. The reason I called was to find out why you'd been looking for me.
Great Scott, I clean forgot. Carson, this is serious.
Oh,
extremely.
Is?
The Fitzhenry's missing.
Missing? Oh, you mean Hetty?
Not a sign of her red hair anywhere, not a sound of her Yankee drawl. She's vanished, Carson. And what's more, I've reason to believe there's something pretty nasty behind it all.
Strange that Hetty Fitzhenry should vanish at the same time as Fay Corelli. But the pretty nasty part of it. Coming from Deauville, I couldn't help feeling that the remark applied to us. I was face to face with one of our ruthless rivals in Operation Death Ray.